الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: وإنه لعلم للساعة. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوه فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: والذي نفسي بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا فيكسر السليب ويقتل الخنزير ويضع الحرب ويفيض المال حتى لا يقبله أحد حتى تكون السجدة الواحدة خيرا من الدنيا وما فيها. رواه الإمامان البخاري والمسلم في صحيحهما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن عيسى لم يمت وإنه راجع إليكم قبل يوم القيامة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه رئيس the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said: والذي نفسي بيده لا يوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا. But I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in, surely, very soon, the son of Maryam will descend amongst you as a just ruler. He will break the cross that the Christians worship. He will kill the pig the Christians consider halal to eat. Sayyidina Isa a.s. will abolish the tax, the jizya. وَيَفِيضُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلَهُ أَحَدٌ. And during his time there will be so much wealth that nobody will be in need of wealth to the extent that the receiving of zakat and sadaqa will be discarded. حَتَّى تَكُونَ السَّجْدَ الْوَاحِدَ خَيْرًا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. One prostration will be better than the world and everything within the world. One of the signs of the end of time is the descension of Sayyidina Isa a.s. from the heavens where he is at this moment in time alive. Sayyidina Isa a.s. will descend once Imam Mahdi and the Dajjal appear. He will kill the Dajjal, and thereafter he will live for a period of time He will die a physical death, and he will be buried with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though today's lesson should be dedicated only to the defending of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, as has been advertised, as only his descension and return is a major sign of Qiyamah. However, I have decided to split today's lesson into three. I will very briefly begin with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's birth, as his birth was a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on to his ascension, how and why he was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the heaven, and finally finishing off with his descension, when he will descend, and what Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will do after he returns to the world for the second time. The reason I have chosen to do this, though the whole lesson should have been dedicated to the descension and the return of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, is because we live in Kufristan, the land of the kuffar. You and I, we were all educated in that school. At this moment in time, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our young ones are educated in that school. And what happens in these schools? All year round, they are bombarded with stories, beliefs regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, which totally contradict the Muslim belief regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Especially now in the month of November, a month before Christmas time, they are bombarded and brainwashed with beliefs which go against the Quran and the teachings and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our children are taught that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was crucified. Our children are taught that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam died on the cross. And our children come home with these beliefs. And our smaller ones begin to believe what their teachers taught them. This is because they have never been taught the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam according to the Quran and Sunnah. Our children have never been taught that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was not crucified. They are never taught that he is not died. They are never taught that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is alive at this moment in time and was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will descend before the end of time as a major sign of the end of time. Either because the modern day parents have no time to teach their children, have no time to teach their children the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, we have the time for everything else. Or either because we ourselves do not know the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. We ourselves are ignorant of the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. This is why I have decided to split today's lesson into three. Let us begin with his birth. And let the Quran relate to you the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. As the Quran are the words of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And whose words can be better than the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator? The Quran says, وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Relate to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the story of Maryam and how she gave birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, so they recognize our Qudra, so they recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maryam's mother's name was Hana and her father was Imran. Hana and Imran were both very pious and well respected amongst their people. However, Hana and Imran had no children of their own, and Hana would pray day and night, and she would weep bitterly, and she would ask Allah for a child. Oh Allah, give me a child. Oh Allah, grant me a child who will be the coolest of my eyes and the content of my heart. She would ask day and night, and she would weep bitterly, and she would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers everybody's prayers, and he answers the prayer of Hannah. The prayer was answered, and within a few days, Hannah was expecting a child. Overcome with joy and happiness that she was to expect a child, Hannah vowed, Rabbi, inni nazartu laka ma fi batni muharraran, wa taqabbal minni, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. She vowed that she would dedicate this child to the service of the Al-Aqsa, the Holy Mosque in Jerusalem. Her husband Imran died before she gave birth to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْتَ ذَكْرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. When Hannah gave birth to a baby girl, she became confused and very worried and disturbed, as she was expecting a boy for it to be very service to the Al-Aqsa. When she saw this baby girl, she became very confused, as girls at that time were not accepted for this kind of work. But little did she know at the time how blessed this girl was. Little did she know at the time that this girl was to become the mother of one of the greatest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam grew day by day. When she was fully weaned and the time came for her mother Hannah to fulfill her vow, she handed the child over to the custodian of Masjid al-Aqsa. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam gave her a place of sanctuary, and she would stay there day and night, and she would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was the chosen one. She was purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she would not leave the Al-Aqsa, the Baytul Maqdis, without necessity. The Quran relates, وَذْكُرْ فِي كِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرَقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا. One day, out of shame and propriety, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam left Baytul Maqdis and went to the eastern house, which was situated to the east of Baytul Maqdis, in order to take a bath of menses. فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا. She placed a screen to screen herself from the people. فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشْرٌ سَوِيًّا. Suddenly, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam appeared before her in human form. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam appeared in human form, and not in his original form, as she would not have been able to bear to see Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form. He appeared in the form of a very handsome young man, as it is the habit of angels that they assume beautiful forms. They take up beautiful forms. Many a time, when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in human form, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would take the form of Hazrat Dihya al-Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Dihya al-Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala an was one of the most handsome from amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'een. When Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam saw a stranger, a very handsome young man, in a place of privacy, she naturally became frightened. And being a pure woman, a noble woman, Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam was deeply disturbed, as she thought that this young man had come with a bad intention, and in turn she sought for security and uttered the word, إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِنْ كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. That I am seeking Allah's protection from you. Do not come near me. Stay away if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِنْ كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. When Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam heard the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam took a few steps backwards and replied, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. O Maryam, do not worry. I have not come with bad intentions. O Maryam, I am not a human being. I am not but an angel, a messenger sent by that being in whom you are seeking refuge. That being has sent me to give you glad tidings of a son. You will have a son, a pure son in lineage and morality. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam asked, أَنَّ يَكُونَ لِي غُلَامٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. How can I have a child when no human being has touched me and I am not a bond woman? She was not questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and might, as she had no doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. As when Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was in the service of the Baytul Maqdis, every time Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam came to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam with food and water, he would find food and water already there. He would find fresh fruit, fruit which was out of season. He would find summer fruit in winter. He would find winter fruit in summer, all lying beside her. Puzzled and curious, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam would ask her, Ya Maryam, Anna laki hada. O Maryam, every day I bring food and water to you. O Maryam, I bring every day these things for you. Yet I find these things lying beside you. O Maryam, where does this fruit come from? O Maryam, where does this food and water come from? Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam would reply, Huwa min indillah, that it all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She had already experienced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. She had already experienced that Allah is the provider, and she had no doubt in Allah's power, and she had no doubt that Allah was the provider. What she wanted to know was how she was going to be given this child. How she was going to be given this child, as the circumstances were not normal. لَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشْرْ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. No man had touched her, and she was not a bad woman. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam replied, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكِ أُوَعَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. وفي آية قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يكون له كن فيكون. It is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says كن. Happen for yakun, it happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without a mother and without a father. What would be difficult in creating somebody without a father when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already created somebody without a mother and father? So Maryam, Ya Maryam, inna Allah yubashiruki bi kalimatin min husmuhu al-masih. Isa ibn Maryam, wajihan fi dunya wal-akhirati wa min al-muqarrabin wa yukallimu al-nasa fi al-mahdi wa sahla wa min al-salihin. O Maryam, Allah has said that you will have a child. You will have a child. The title of this child will be Masih. He will be Isa, the son of Maryam. This child will be honorable in this world. He will be honored in the next world. He will be from amongst those that are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be amongst those that are nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَ وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And this child will speak to the people while it's still a child in the cradle. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ Injil wa rasulun ila bani Israel. Allah will teach this child the book. Allah will give him wisdom, and Allah will make this a child a messenger, and he will send him to the rasulun of Israel. O Maryam, you will have a child because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that you will have a child. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam brought him to her sleeve, and Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam became pregnant. Now Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam would begin to worry. She would say, what will people think when they come to know that I am pregnant? What will people do when they find out that I have a child, that I will give birth to a child? Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam would worry. And thus, she left Baytul Maqdis and came to a mountain known as Sa'ir, which is today known as Bethlehem, Baytul Lahm. After a few days, she felt the first pangs of childbirth. The Quran relates, فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًا. She felt the first pangs of childbirth, knowing that the time of delivering the child had arrived. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, hungry, exhausted in pain, uttered, leaning under a palm tree, only if I had died before all this, only if I had become forgotten. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْذَرِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاكِدْ عَلَيْكِ رُطُبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا وقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما ولن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. سيدنا جبرائيل عليه السلام was sent for a second time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سيدنا جبرائيل عليه السلام called from a distance, O Maryam, do not worry, Allah has provided you with a spring of water. Shake the trunk of the palm tree and fresh ripe grapes will fall in front of you. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي, eat the fresh ripe grapes and drink the sweet water. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, and cool your eyes by looking at the child. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشْرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. When she decided to return to her people, Mr. Jibreel alayhi salam instructed her that if anybody asks you about this child or asks you anything, then say to them that today I cannot talk to anybody, as today I am keeping a fast of silence. When she was ready to return to her people, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam instructed her that she should remain silent and not speak to anybody. The Quran relates, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ قَالُ يَا مَرْيَمُ لَكَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. She came carrying the child in her arm. When the people saw that Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was carrying a child, when the people saw a child in the arms of the Virgin Mary, they were surprised, they were shocked, they were dumbfounded, they were bewildered that a virgin, that the Virgin Mary is carrying a child. They said, Ya Maryam, لَكَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. O Maryam, you have done a monstrous thing. O Maryam, you have done a wicked thing. You have done an amazing thing. Ya أُخْتَ هَارُون, مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. O the sister of Harun, your father was not a bad man. O sister of Harun, your mother was not a bad woman. Your parents have always been good people. They were well-respected members of the community. O Maryam, who is this child? Where have you brought this child from? Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, the Quran relates, for Asharat alayhi, she pointed towards the child. This made them even more angry, as according to them, she had committed a major sin, she had done a disastrous thing, and now she is pointing towards the child and she is telling them to ask the newborn child where he has come from. Thus they said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيًّا. O Maryam, what are you telling us to do? How can we speak to a child, to a newborn baby who is a child in a cradle? At the time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was drinking his mother's milk. When he heard the people scolding his mother, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam left the mill. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam leaned on his right side. He pointed with his right index finger and he said to the people, Inni Abdullah Atani al-Kitaba wa ja'alani nabiya wa ja'alani mubarakan aina ma kuntu wa usani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya wa barran bi walidati wa lam yaj'alni jabbaran shakiyya wa salamu alayya yawma walidtu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ubatu hayya. Inni Abdullah, that I am the servant of Allah, Atani al-Kitaba, Allah has given me this scripture, وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا, He has made me a prophet, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ, He has made me blessed wherever I may be, وَأُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا, and He has enjoined on me prayers and zakat as long as I live, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَكِيًّا, and He has ordered me to be dutiful to my mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made me arrogant, and He has not made me unblessed, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وَلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. And peace be upon me the day I was born, and peace be upon me the day I die, and peace be upon me the day I will be raised alive. The people were amazed and astonished when they heard these words of wisdom coming from a child in the cradle, from a newborn baby. They accepted his miraculous birth as a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they dismissed all that bad thought about Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, and began to respect Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, and began to honor Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salam grew up, Allah made him a prophet, and Allah sent him to the Jews, to call the Jews to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to call them to the straight path, call them to the worship of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tell them to believe in him, believe in his angels, believe in the day of judgment, believe in the hereafter. The Jews have deviated from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. They have deviated from the straight path. The Jews had deviated from the teachings of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They had changed the book of Allah, the Torah. The Jews had forgotten the message of Allah brought to them by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They practiced every possible evil to the extent that the Jews even killed some of the prophets sent to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no such thing as good morals. Killing, stealing, lying, adultery, hatred, jealousy, malice were regarded as items of pride. They believed in only what suited them, and they rejected what they did not like. And their scholars, for the sake of petty worldly gain, changed the commands of Allah. They made halal what was haram, and they made haram what was halal. It was in these circumstances Allah told Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to proclaim his message to the Jews, to the Bani Israel. He said, Ya Bani Israel, Inni Rasulullah ilaykum musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrat wa mubashiran bi rasul yati min ba'd ismihi Ahmad. O Bani Israel, I am a messenger unto you, confirming the Torah which came before me and giving you glad tidings of a messenger who will come after me, whose name will be Ahmad. فَجِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. I have come to you with hikmah, I have come to you with prophethood, and in order to make clear to you some of the points in which you differ, so fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow me and obey me, as Allah, He is my Rabb, Allah, He is my Lord, He is your Rabb, He is your Lord. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَذَا صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This is the straight path, and this is the path to success. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam called the Bani Israel to pure belief, and he dismissed all the false beliefs which had crept in. However, the Jews refused to accept Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and they refused to accept his teaching. They criticized Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and they even slandered Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's mother. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam held his ground. He made sabr, he stood firm, and he continued conveying the message of Allah day and night. He performed many miracles to prove to them that he truly was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran relates, أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الصِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الصِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would take clay in his hand, he would make a figure of a bird, he would blow inside this bird of clay would become alive, and it would fly with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the air. وَأُبْرِيُ الْأَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَصَ. He would cure the leper. He would even restore the eyesight of those born blind. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would even bring the dead to life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بَيُوتِكُمْ. He would inform them of what they have eaten. He would tell them that you ate this, you ate that. وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ. He would tell them, he would inform them of what they had stored in their houses. They rejected these miracles, though they knew that these were miracles. They knew that he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they refused to believe in him because they feared that they would have to leave their power, they will lose their wealth, honor, they will lose their leadership and dignity if they follow Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. But Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's popularity grew day by day, and the Jews could not tolerate this. The people began to love Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, especially the poor. And the Jews felt that they would lose their leadership if they did not stop him. Thus the Jews at the time decided to kill Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ They planned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the blessed of all planners. At the time, the country was ruled by the Romans. The Jews came to the Roman governor of Damascus and they said to him that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is a threat to the government. He does not obey the laws of the land. He intends to become the king of the Jews. He intends to overthrow the government and become the king of the Bani Israel. If he is not stopped now, he may order his people, his men, to take arms against the Roman government. They managed to convince the Roman governor of Damascus, and he ordered that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam be arrested. Meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already informed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam of the Jewish plot. He had already told Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam what the Jews were up to. And he told Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, do not worry, I will take care of the problem. Ya Isa, inni mutawafika wa rafi'uka ilayya wa mutahhiruka min alladhina kafaru. O Isa, I will raise you unto me, I will raise you unto you, unto me alive, and I will purify you from the kuffar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already informed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam of the Jewish plot, and he had already informed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam of what he himself was about to do. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam called his followers, and he told them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told him. And he said to them that soon he will no longer be with them. Man ansari ila Allah, who will take on the responsibility of conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will continue preaching after I leave? The Hawariyin replied, Nahnu ansarullah. That we will continue conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the helpers of Allah, and we will remain the helpers of Allah, and we will remain steadfast in our religion, and we will pass the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. Meanwhile, the soldiers came and surrounded the house Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was staying in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to the rescue of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the rescue of all the God-fearing people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam alive to the heavens and saved Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam from the Jews. The soldiers had surrounded the house of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. One of the soldiers came in and began to search for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Whilst he was searching for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Allah changed the face of this soldier to look like that of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. When the other soldiers came and found that he resembled Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the other soldiers arrested this soldier, thinking that he was Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. This soldier began to deny, but they refused to believe him, thinking that he was a culprit and it is only normal for one that is guilty to deny the charge. They arrested him and they took him, and finally it was this person that they crucified, and it was this person who died on the cross. And this is the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the belief of the Muslims, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was not crucified, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has not died, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the heavens. We believe that at this moment in time, as I address you and you listen to the reminder, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is alive and he is in the heavens. And we believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will return before the end of time as a major sign of Qiyamah. The Quran has made this concept very clear. The Quran says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاءَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. ما قتلوه and they did not kill Sayyidina Isa عليه السلام. وما صلبوه and they did not even crucify Sayyidina Isa عليه السلام. ولكن شبه لهم. But the resemblance of Jesus of Sayyidina Isa عليه السلام was put over another man. And it was this man they killed. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍ مِّنْ. And those that differ therein are full of doubt. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاءَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. They have no certain knowledge. They are following nothing but conjecture. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. The Quran says, certainly did not kill Sayyidina Isa عليه السلام, بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him alive, raised him unto him. Another verse of the Quran states, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ وَأَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ فِيمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Isa that I will raise you unto me alive and I will purify you from the kuffar. Another verse of the Quran says, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. There is not a single section of the people of the book, but they will believe in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam before Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's death. That is when Allah, when Isa alayhi salam descends and kills the Dajjal, the Jews and Christians would believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has been alive all this time, and they would believe in him, and they would believe, and they would know that he had not died, and the Jews had been lying, and on the day of judgment, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be a witness against them. Besides these verses of the Quran, there are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which clearly state that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is alive, that he did not die, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before the end of time. He will live for a period of time and then he will die a physical death. It is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ عِيسَى لَمْ يَمُؤْ وَإِنَّهُ رَاجِعٌ إِلَيْكُمْ قَبْلَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam did not die and he will return to you before the day of judgment. There are many, many ahadith which clearly state this. The ulama have written that these ahadith of Rasulullah have reached the status of tawatir. They are mutawatir. That means there is no doubt whatsoever in his detention. And it is essential that we relate this story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, how he was born and how he was raised, to our children. Especially now, it is the month of November. It is the month in which they are told all sorts of things regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, which totally contradict the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is essential that we teach them the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If we do not take up the responsibility of conveying this message and this story to our children, our brothers and sisters, then our children and our brothers will begin to believe what their teachers say to them, which totally contradicts the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is essential that we go home today and we relate this story to our children, our brothers and our sisters and our families and all the people that we know. This is how and why Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was raised to the heavens. Let us now move on to the main part of the talk. The descension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the return of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam for the second time to this world. I mentioned in the talk, the Dajjal a few weeks ago, that the Dajjal will appear and he will cause fitna wherever he goes. He will travel to the east, the west, the north, the south. He will cause fitna to the left and he will cause fitna to the right. He will travel to many different places causing fitna wherever he goes. And I mentioned that the last place he will appear will be in the east. The Muslims at the time will also be in the east. And there will be a fight between Dajjal and his army and the Muslims, Imam Mahdi, and the Muslims and their army.
The Dajjal will kill a third. He will defeat a third. And he will fight a third. The Muslims, it will be nightfall and the Muslims will be waiting for the morning so that they can fight the Dajjal and his army. When morning arrives, they will be informed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has descended. In the hadith of Nawas bin Tamam radiallahu ta'ala an, which can be found in Sahih Muslim, it is narrated, فينزل عند المنارة البيضاء شرقية دمشق في مفرودتين واضعا كفيح على أجنحة ملكين إذا قطع رأسه قطر وإذا رفعه تحدر منه جمان كاللؤلؤ. But Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend to the white minaret in the east of Damascus. He will be wearing two garments slightly dyed with saffron. His hand will be placed on the wings of two angels and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend. In the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, فَأَمَّا عِيسَى فَأَحْمَرْ جَعْدٌ عَرِيدُ الصَّبْ. فَأَحْمَرْ, he will be reddish white in complexion. His hair will be soft and they will reach his ears. عَرِيدُ الصَّبْ, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be well built. He will descend. His hands will be placed on the wings of two angels and he will descend. إِذَا طَعْطَى رَأْسَهُ الْقَطَرْ وَإِذَا رَفَعُوا تَحَدَّرَ مِنْهُ جُمَالٌ كَالْلُؤْلُؤِ. When he lowers his head, beads of perspiration will flow. And when he raises his head, beads like pearls will scatter. لَا يَحِلُّ لِكَافِرٍ يَجِدُ رِيحَ نَفَسِهِ إِلَّا مَاتْ وَنَفَسُهُ يَنْتَهِي حَيْثُ يَنْتَهِي تَرْفُ. Every kafir who smells his fragrance will die as soon as he smells his fragrance. And his breath will reach as far as his eye can see. In the hadith of Abu Umama al-Bahri, which can be found in Ibn Majah, it is narrated that Umm Sharik radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, Ya Rasulullah, فَأَيْنَ الْعَرَبْ يَوْمَ إِذِي? O Messenger of Allah, where will the Arabs be at the time? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, هُمْ قَلِيلٌ وَجُلُّهُمْ لَبَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. That the Arabs at the time when the Dajjal causes all this fitna will be very less and the majority of them will be in Bayt al-Maqdis. وَإِمَامُهُمْ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ قَدْ تَقَدَّمْ يُصَلِّ بِحِنُ الصُّبْ إِذْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. The Imam at the time will be a very pious man. And we conclude in the latter many other ahadith that this Imam will be Imam Mahdi. The Imam will be a very pious man and he will be on the verge of leading them in the morning prayer when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend. فَرَجَعَ ذَلِكَ الْإِمَامِ يَنْكُسْ يَمْشِي الْقَفْقَرَ لِيَتَقَدَّمَ عِيسَى يُصَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ. When the Imam sees Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he will take a few steps backwards from the musalla so Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam can come forward and lead the believers in prayer. وَيَدَعُ يَدَهُ عَلَى كَتِفِهِ. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will place his hands on the Imam's shoulder and he will say to him, تَقَدَّمْ فَصَلِّ فَإِنَّهَ لَا تَعُقِيمَ. But go forward and lead the prayers as the ikama of the prayer was said for you. وَيُسَلِّ بِهِمْ إِمَامُهُمْ. The Imam will lead them in the prayer. فَإِذَا انْصَرَفْ, when the prayers are over, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will say, اِفْتَحُ الْبَابِ, open the door. فَيُفْتَى وَوَرَاءُهُ الدَّجَّالِ مَعَهُ سَبْقُونَ أَلْفَ يَهُودِ كُلُّهُمْ ذُو سَيْفٍ مُحَلَّ وَسَاجِ. Behind the door, there will be sent, the Dajjal will be waiting. He will have 70,000 Jews with him, all armed with swords. فَإِذَا نَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ الدَّجَّالِ ذَابَ كَمَا يَزُوبُ الْمِلْحُ فِي الْمَاءِ. When the Dajjal sees Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam amongst the believers, he will begin to melt like salt in water. وَيَنْطَلِقُ حَارِبًا. The Dajjal will begin to run. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will chase the Dajjal and he will say to him, كَإِنَّنِي فِيكَ دَرْبًا لَنْ تَصْبِكَنِي بِهَا. That it is written that I, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, will kill you. Today you cannot run away from me. Today you cannot escape me. Today I, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, will kill you. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will chase him. فَيُدْرِكَهُ عِنْدَ الْبَابِ الْلُدْءَ الشَّرْقِي فَيَغْفِرَهُ. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will chase him and he will grab hold of him at a place called Babul Lud and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will kill him. وَيَخْدِمُ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودِ And Allah will defeat the Jews. The Muslims on that day will fight with the Jews. The Hadith states, لَا يَبْقَى شَيْءٌ مِمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ يَتَوَارَ بِهِ يَهُودِيٌ إِلَّا أَنْتَكَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ الشَّيْءٍ لَا حَدَثْ وَلَا شَجَرْ وَلَا حَائِثْ وَلَا دَابَ إِلَّا الْغَرْكَدَى فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ فِدْرِهِمْ لَا تَنْدِكْ إِلَّا قَالْ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ مُسْلِمْ هَذَا يَهُودِيٌ فَتَعَالَ فَقْتُلْ On that day, The Jews will fight the Muslims and the Jews will flee. The Jews will begin to hide. They will hide behind stones on that day. They will hide behind trees on that day. They will hide behind walls on that day. They will hide behind animals on that day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will make the stone speak and the stone will say, Ya Abdullah al-Muslim, haza yahudiyan fata'ala faqtul. O servant of Allah, O Abdullah, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kill this Jew. On that day, the stones will speak. On that day, the trees will speak. On that day, the animals will speak. On that day, everything except for the gharqada, as this is the tree of the Jews, everything will speak on that day, and it will say, Ya Abdullah al-Muslim, haza yahudiyan fata'ala faqtul, O servant of Allah, come, there's a Jew hiding behind me, and come and kill this Jew. The Muslims on that day will defeat the Jews, and the Muslims will win the Jews. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get rid of the fitna of the Dajjal on the hand of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And the Muslims will defeat the Jews. Now one question that arises here is, what is the hikmah in the defense of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and not other prophets? Why is it that before the end of time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will return to the world for a second time and not other prophets? The ulama have given many different reasons as to why Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before the end of time and not other prophets. The great master of hadith, Ibn Hajr al-Asqalani, Hafiz Ibn Hajr al-Asqalani, states that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before the end of time because the Jews claimed that they had killed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam before the end of time to prove to the Jews that they had been lying and they did not kill Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and he has been alive all this time, and it is he who will kill the leader of the Dajjal. Some ulama have written that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam found in the Bible many, many virtues of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he saw these virtues of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ja'alna minhum, O Allah, make me from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his prayer, answered the prayer of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Thus Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is to return and he will be an ummati, a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some scholars have stated, إِذْ لَيْسَ لِمَخْلُوكٍ مِنَ الصُّرَابِ أَنْ يَمُوتَ فِي غَيْرِهَا Some ulama have stated that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend for the second, return for the second time, because it is not permissible for anything that has been created from earth to be buried anywhere besides dunya. This is why Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will return to the world. He will live for a period of time. He will die a physical death so that he can be buried in dunya. This is why he will return. The scholars and the ulama have given many different reasons besides those that have been mentioned as to why and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before the end of time and return and no other prophet. The most strongest opinion is the first, the opinion of the great master of the hadith, Ibn Hajr al-Asqalani. Now, a short period after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam killed the Dajjal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will release the two tribes of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, which have been imprisoned by Dhulqarnayn behind the Iron Gate he built. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, كَأَنِّي كَدْ أَخْرَجْتُ عِبَادًا لِي لَا يُدَانُ لِأَحَدٍ بِقِتَالِهِمْ فَحَرِّجْ عِبَادِي إِلَى السُّوءِ That I am taking up servants of mine which nobody has the power to fight with. To take the believers for their protection, tamam, too. وَيَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ يَعْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come forth from every lofty place, causing fitna and devastation and destruction and havoc and chaos wherever they go. وَيَمُرُّ أَوَائِلَهُمْ عَلَى بُحَيْرَةَ بَرِيَّةِ فَيَشْرَبُونَ مَا فِيهَا وَيَمُرُّ آخِرَهُمْ فَيَقُولُ لَقَدْ كَانَ بِهَذِهِ مَرَّةً مَا. The first batch will pass by Lake of Tiberias, and they will drink every drop of water from this lake. Not a single drop of water will remain in this lake. When that last batch passes by the very same lake, they will say, we are sure that there was water in this lake at one time. They will proceed causing fitna, حَتَّى يَمْزَحُوا إِلَىٰ جَبْلِ الْخَمَرِ وَهُوَ جَبْلُ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. They will cause fitna to their right, and they will cause fitna to their left, destruction wherever they go, and they will proceed till they will reach Mount Khamar, a mountain in Bayt al-Maqdis. And they will say, لَقَدْ قَتَلْنَا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ هَلُمَّ فَلَّقْتُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. That we have killed those within the earth, let us now kill those within the heavens. فَيَرْمُونَ بِنُشَّابِهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَيَرُضُّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ نُشَّابَهُمْ مَخْضُوبَةٍ دَمًا. They will begin to shoot their arrows towards the heaven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return their arrows covered with blood. And these fools will think that they have killed those within the heavens. وَيُحْسَرْ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ وَأَصْحَابُهُ حَتَّى تَكُونَ رَأْسِ الثَّوْرِ لِأَحْدِهِمْ خَيْرًا مِنْ مِئَةِ دِينَارٍ لِأَحْدِكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the believers will remain confined to the mountain. They will have nothing much to eat till the head of an ox will be more valuable to one of them than 100 gold coins are to one of you today. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the believers will turn to Allah, and they will sincerely pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will pray for their destruction. فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ النَّغَ فِي رِقَابِهِمْ فَيُصْبِحُونَ فَرْتَكَ مَوْتِ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer their prayer, and Allah will send insects upon their necks, and they will be all found dead in the morning like the death of one man. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the believers will descend from the mountain, but when they descend from the mountain, فَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَوْضِعَ شِبْرٍ إِلَّا مَلَأَهُ زَهَمَهُمْ وَنَتْنَهُمْ. They will find that the ground is covered with their rotten corpses and their stinking fat. Yet again, they will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a second time, and they will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, get rid of their fat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ طَيْرٍ كَعَنَاكِ الْبُخْطِ فَتَحْمِلُهُمْ فَتَطْرُهُمْ حَيْثُ شَاءَ Allah. Allah will send birds like the necks of bacterial camels, and these birds will come, and they will take their corpses, and they will take the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, their dead bodies, and they will throw them where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send rain. It will rain continuously, and the rain will enter every house, and Allah will cleanse the earth till the earth will look like a mirror. Now the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, which I recited right at the beginning of the talk, it is mentioned there, كَلَيُشَكَنَّ أَن يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمْ حَكَمًا عَدْلًا. Now when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam returns to the world for the second time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be a just ruler, and he will be a fair man. When Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam returns for a second time, he will not reign as a prophet, and he will not bring a new sharia, a new religion, because Islam is the last religion. There is no religion to come after Islam till the day of judgment. The Quran was the last book to be revealed. There is no book to come after the Quran till the day of judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet, was the last of prophets. There is no prophet to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of judgment. And the Quran has made this concept very clear. The Quran says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not the father of any of you, but he was the last of prophets. He was the seal of prophets, there is no prophet to come after him. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself has said, لا نبي بعدي, that there is no prophet to come after me. So when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam returns to the world for the second time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will follow the Quran and Sunnah. He will not bring a new Sharia and he will not bring a new religion. He will rule as a Khalif, as a leader, and he will rule according to the Quran and Sunnah, and he will follow the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now a question arises here. One may question that how can our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be the last prophet when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is to return to the world once again? The answer to this question is very simple. There is no doubt that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is going to return to the world for a second time. As the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly state this. However, when he returns to the world for a second time, the second time he will not rule as a prophet, but he will rule as a khalif, and he will come as a follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you an example to understand this. When the Prime Minister of Pakistan comes to this country, whilst he is in this country, he still remains the Prime Minister of Pakistan. However, whilst he is in this country, he has to follow the laws of the land and the laws of the time. And the laws of this land are the British laws. Likewise, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam returns for the second time, he will have to follow the laws of the land and the laws of the time. And the laws of the land and the laws of the time are the laws of the Quran and Sunnah. Thus, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will not reign as a prophet, but he will reign as a khalif, and he will follow the laws of the time and the laws of the land, which are the laws of the Quran and Sunnah. Thereafter the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَيَكْتِرُ الصَّلِيبِ, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will break the cross, the Christian worship. That is, he will put Christianity to an end. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will elevate the Islamic religion and he will spread Islam everywhere. وَيَكْتُرُ الْخِنْزِيرِ, he will kill the pig that Christians consider halal to eat. وَيَضَعُ الْحَرْبِ, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, in his time, he will abolish the jizya, the tax. As you know, a kafir who lives in an Islamic state has to pay tax, and he is called a zinni. At the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they will not have to pay this tax. Most likely because Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will spread Islam and they will all believe in him, as the verse of the Quran states, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. There is not a single section of the people of the book, but they will all believe in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam before his death. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be a witness against them on the Day of Judgment. Thus, there will be no need of this tax, because everybody will believe in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And thus Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will abolish this tax. Many other reasons have been given. This, however, is one of the strongest. وَيُفِيدُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلَهُ أَحَدٍ. There will be so much wealth in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's time that nobody will be in need of anybody's wealth. Everybody will be independent to the extent that the receiving of zakat and sadaqah will be discarded, because nobody will need zakat and sadaqah. وَتُرْفَحُ الشَّحْنَا وَالتَّبَاغُضُ وَتُنْزَعُ حُمَةُ كُلِّ ذَاتِ حُمَةٍ حَتَّى يَدْخُلُ الْوَلِيدُ يَدَهُ فِي سِلْحَيَّتِهِ فَلَا تَدُرَّهُ وَتَصِرُّ الْوَلِيدَ الْأَسَدُ فَلَا يَدُرُّهَا. All types of deeny and worldly blessings will descend on the earth at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. There will be peace, there will be harmony, and there will be tranquility in the world. وَتُرْفَهُ الشَّحْنَى وَالتَّبَاهُ. All the hearts will be clean. All the hearts will be free from the illnesses of the heart. They will be free from misery. They will be free from envy. They will be free from hatred, malice, jealousy, enmity. It will all disappear. وَتُنْزَعُ حُمَةُ كُلِّ ذَاتِ حُمَةٍ. Venom will be taken out of all venomous animals. Snakes will no longer be poisonous to the extent حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْوَلِيدِ يَدَهُ فِي الْحَيَّةِ فَلَا تَدُرُّهُ. A little boy will place his hand in the mouth of a snake and the snake will not harm. وَتَفِرُّ الْوَلِيدَ الْأَسَدِ فَلَا يَدُرُّهَا. Wild animals will not harm anybody. Every harmful animal will be made harmless. Today, you see children chasing kittens and chasing little puppies. At the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, you will see that a little girl will chase a lion and the lion will run away. The lion will not harm her. وَيَكُونَ الزِّئْبُ فِي الْغَضَمْ كَأَنَّهُ كَلْبُهَا. Who would think that a day will come in which the wolf amongst the sheep will become like a sheepdog? At the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, you will see this. You will see that a wolf amongst the sheep will be like a sheepdog. The wolf will not harm the sheep. He will not eat the sheep. حَتَّى يَرْطَعَ الْأَسَدْ مَعَ الْإِبِلْ وَالنُّمُورِ مَعَ الْبَقَرْ وَالْزِئَابُ مَعَ الْغَنَمْ. Camels will graze with lions. Cheetahs will graze with cattle. And the jackals, they will graze with goats. وَتُمْلَأُ الْأَرْضُ مِنَ السِّلْمِ كَمَا يُمْلَأُ الْإِنَاءُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. The whole world will be filled with peace, just like a container, a basin, is full of water. وَتَكُونُ الْكَلِمَةُ وَاحِدَةً فَلَا يُعْبَدْ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Everybody will be in total agreement. There will be only one kalima. And only Allah will be worshipped. You will only hear Allah, 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 Allah. وَتَدَعُ الْحَرْبَ أَوْزَارَهَا. Wars will cease. وَتَكُونُ الْأَرْضُ كَفَاسُورِ الْحِدَّةِ تُنْبِتُ نَبَاتَهَا بِأَهْدِ آدَمْ. And the earth will be like a silver basin. The earth will be like a silver basin. And there will be so much barakah in the earth that in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَوْ بَذَرْتَ حَبَّكَ فِي السَّفَاءَ لَنَبَتْ. That the fertility of the land will increase to such an extent, that if you planted a seed in a hard rock, that if you plant a seed in a hard rock at the time, even then it will sprout. 700 mud. Mud is a weight. 700 mud of wheat will sprout from one mud, just one mud, without plowing the land. حَتَّى يَجْسَمِعَ النَّفَرْ أَلَى الْقِسْفِ مِنَ الْعِنَبِ فَيُشْبِعْهُمْ. There will be so much barakah in the land that a whole tribe of people will gather around one bunch of grapes, and they will eat this one bunch from this one bunch of grapes, and it will suffice the whole tribe. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been stated: وَيَجْتَمِعَ النَّفَرُ عَلَى الرُّمَانَةِ فَتُشْبِعُهُ. A whole tribe of people will gather around a pomegranate, one pomegranate, and this one pomegranate will suffice them. And they will use its peel, its skin, as a shade, as a umbrella. وَيَكُونَ الثَّوْرُ بِكَذَا وَكَذَا مِنَ الْمَالِ وَتَكُونُ الْفَرَصُ بِالدُّرَيْهِمَا. The bullet at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be very, very expensive. While the horse will be very cheap, for only a few dirham. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, why is it that the horse will be very cheap and the bull very expensive? Though it should be the other way around. The bull cheaper and the horse very expensive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, La yarkabu li harbin abada. That the horse will never be needed for war, because wars will cease. There will be peace and harmony. There will be no wars at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam thereafter. Thus, the horse will be very cheap and the bull will be expensive, because the bull will be needed to plow the land. In short, the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will be a very pleasant time. There will be all types of dini and worldly blessings will descend on the earth. And there will be peace and harmony and tranquility in the world. And everybody will be in total agreement and everybody will be happy with one another. Things like malice and jealousy and hatred will no longer exist. Some of the hadith state that after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has descended, لَيَنْقُثَنَّ عِيسَى مِنُ مَرْيَمْ بِالرَّوْحَىٰ فَيُقُومَنَّ بِهَا بِالْحَجِّ أَوْ بِالْأُمْرَةِ أَوْ إِثْنَتَيْهِمَ جَمِيعًا. Some hadith state that after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has descended, has returned to the world for the second time, he will perform Hajj or Umrah or both of them from a place called Ruha. Some other hadith indicate that after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam descends, he will marry and he will have children. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will remain for a period of time. There is a difference of opinion on how long Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will remain on the earth after his descension. He will remain for a period of time. He will die a normal death. He will die a physical death. And the believers will offer his janazah prayer. They will offer his janazah prayer. And the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, which can be found in Mashkat, and Ibn Jawzi has also related it in Al-Wafa. There it is mentioned that after his janazah namaz, the Muslims will bury him. He will be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the descension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and this is what the time would be like at the time. This is what things would be like at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. It is essential that we go home today, each and every one of us, and we relate the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam exactly as it was related today, as the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related this story to you and I today. How he was born and how he was raised to the heavens and how and when he will return and what are the things that he will do when he returns. It is essential that we relate this story to our children, our brothers and our sisters, so that they know the Muslim belief regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They know what the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, so that they do not come home confused, so that they do not believe what they are taught in the schools, as what they are taught in the schools totally contradicts the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the tawfiq to ask upon what I have said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you the tawfiq to ask upon what I have said. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.